Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. Today's episode is brought to you by Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Don't buy a home without getting it inspected. You need to use a home inspector you can trust, and that's why I recommend Eric Rubin at Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. If you're buying a home, call the Rubin team today at 570-438-1010. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Wychuk. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and I think I have a pretty cool episode for you today. You know, we're at the point, I've been doing this for a little bit now, so people are starting to ask me questions. Hey, Dave, tell me about this. Tell me about that. I think this would make a pretty cool episode, and so on and so forth, and I love that stuff, right? And one of the things that I get a lot, people say, hey, I'm sure in real estate, you must have had like a deal that was really, really easy or a deal that was really, really hard. You know, you should tell a story about your easiest deal or tell a story about your hardest deal. And it got me thinking about it. And, you know, I thought, well, like, what if it's the same deal? Like, what if the easiest deal I ever did was also maybe the most difficult deal that I ever did? And I have a deal that was just like that. And it was actually back in 2014, I sold my uncle's townhouse. And it was probably the easiest deal and the hardest deal that I ever did. At the time in 2024, it was a buyer's market. It was pretty much the opposite of what it was now. And my uncle owned this townhouse in a development where there was constantly, at all times, 6 to 10 units for sale, always. So, you know, that's a pretty tough sell, right? Because if someone's coming to buy one, they would just schedule an appointment to see all 8, and then they would pick the one they like. So selling these things were tough. And my uncle came to me at the time, and he goes, look, Dave, he goes, I'm not super concerned about how much I sell it for. I just kind of want this thing to sell quickly. I just don't want this thing to linger on. Because back in 2014, I mean, there were houses that would be on the market for years before they would sell, and we were trying to avoid that at all costs. So my advice to him is, I said, well, look, if that's what we want to do, you got to make it stand out. You got to make it just better than what else is on the market. And one of the things that we thought would do that, I said, put in, because every one of them looks the same. They're exact layout, exact same square footage. So what could you do to make it stand out? They were all carpeted. I said, let's switch out to like a beautiful, dark laminate wood flooring. I think it's going to look fantastic. And my thought was, we could target like a young first-time home buyer or a professional that just wanted something that would be clean and new and low maintenance. So that's exactly what we did. And I say we, my uncle, I didn't do anything. My uncle did it, and he's a skilled guy, right? So he tore out all the carpets and he put down, I mean, really beautiful flooring. It spent thousands of dollars putting this flooring in, and it changed the look of the place. I mean, it was perfect. So we put it out on the MLS, and I was hoping to get this thing sold. You know, obviously I want to sell all my listings, but when it's family, it's even more important. So I'm on the market for a day, and I get a phone call, and there's a woman on the other side of the phone. She says, do you have that townhouse for sale on Mountaintop? And I said, yes, I do. And she said, well, how much is it? I said, we have it listed for $114,900. She said, okay, I'll take it. So I said, all right. Well, like, do you want to see it first? She said, no. I said, all right, well, like, do you have to get a loan? Are you pre-approved? She goes, no, I don't need a pre-approval. I have the cash. You know, how soon can I buy it? And it blew me away. I thought, oh my gosh, this is literally going to be the easiest deal I've ever done in my life. And sounded pretty legit. I said, well, look, where do you live? She told me where she lived. And we picked a place where we could meet to sign the contract, because back then, everybody signed their contracts by hand. So we met at a Wawa. They had some like a place where you could sit and eat. And we met. We're going to sign this contract. This woman, she was 88 years old. So she brought her daughter-in-law with her. And I said to her at the time, I said, like, you know, why are you buying this house? She said, look, I'm 88 and I live an hour away from my son and my daughter-in-law, and they drive 3 times a week to my house to check on me, to make sure I'm okay, and to make sure that I don't need anything. And your uncle's townhouse happens to be right next door to them. And if I buy this, then it'll make everybody's life easier and better. So I want to buy it. So, you know, it was really, I mean, the deal fell right into my lap. It couldn't have been better. So we sit down at the Wawa and I meet her for the first time. We're going to sign the contract. I meet her daughter-in-law, and her daughter-in-law proceeds to tell me, she says, you know, just so you know, I had my real estate license in 1991. I said, oh, okay, well, that sounds great. You know, I just, you know, did you sell houses? She goes, nope, never sold a house, but I did have my license. And I'm like, all right, well, that's great. You're here to help out today? She goes, yes, I am. And she has a bag with her, and she reaches into a bag, and she pulls out an old contract from 1991. It was like those carbon copy forms, like those old receipts. Like, you write on the receipt, and then there's like a yellow copy and a pink copy, and you know. So she pulls this out, and it's in like cellophane paper, and she rips it out of the cellophane, and she goes, "I just want to go over the contract to make sure that you don't try to pull a fast one, you know, on my mother-in-law," which I thought was kind of comical, but I'm like, all right, fine, you know, whatever, that's what we'll do. So we get ready to go over the contract. And at the time, the contract in Pennsylvania was 19 pages long. And there were 32 sections in the contract. Section one is the date. All right, pretty standard. On this day, you know, so I'm reading the contract to the woman who's buying the house. And I said, well, look, you know, section one, it's the date. It's always the date we sign the contract. So here you go. And her daughter-in-law interrupts, and she goes, that's not what it says on my contract. I said, I know, it's because your contract's 23 years old and it's probably changed 15 times since then. Well, I just want to make sure that we go over it. And we did. That's exactly what we did. We went over that contract. Typically it took me about 30 to 45 minutes to do a contract with someone. I was in that Wawa that day for 3 hours. I read every single section nearly word for word. And her daughter-in-law interjected 32 times for every section of the contract. And it bordered on painful. It was one of the worst experiences I've ever had. I could remember words that were said to this day, exactly, the way they were said. My wife, you know, God love her, she thought I ran away. She started calling me 2.5 hours in to make sure I wasn't, you know, in a ditch on the side of the road. And I assured her I was still doing the same contract. Well, I struggled through it. I got through it, got the contract written. And finally, 2 weeks later, we're at closing day. And we were pretty excited. You know, my uncle was pretty pleased with the result. And, you know, I was too. I mean, it was painful that writing that contract and just going over things with her was pretty rough. But we get done with the closing. Everything's done. Papers are signed. Everybody wished each other luck. My uncle had handed his key to the new buyer, and we were walking out of the closing room. And I'm telling you, I had 1 foot in the room and 1 foot out of the room. My uncle was right behind me. And the buyer said, hey, you know, thanks again for selling me your house. She goes, I love everything about it except one thing. And my uncle goes, oh yeah, what's that? She goes, well, I'm 88 years old and those wood floors are gonna be really cold on my feet. So on the way here, I called somebody. They're gonna tear them out and put new carpet in before I move in. So at that point in time, I realized that I gave my uncle advice that cost him probably, you know, $4,000 or $5,000. And, you know, he looked at me and I looked at him and I said, this wasn't our target buyer. And he took it really well. But yeah, so that beautiful wood floor that he put down, I'm not sure if humans ever really stepped on it, before it was tore out of there and replaced with carpet. So sometimes you think you're giving great advice and you don't. So it just, you know, made that deal pretty rough. And this story gets even funnier, because, you know, every time I, you know, my past clients, I like to send them, you know, a little Christmas card or something like that, a little gift. And this older woman who bought the house, she was very nice. And even though the daughter-in-law drove me a little crazy, she was a nice enough lady too. So I put them both on my Christmas card list because it's in my hometown and I want to, you know, build a good reputation for myself. So 8 years later, I'm sending Christmas cards. The daughter-in-law walked into my office and she had my Christmas card in her hand. And inside that Christmas card, I gave everybody a $5 Dunkin' gift card. And I wrote on the inside of the card, "America runs on Dunkin', my business runs on referrals. If you know anybody thinking about buying a house or selling a house, please let me know." I put one of my business cards in there. She came into the office with the Christmas card and she said, I cannot keep this $5 gift card. I said, "How come?" She said, "Well, over the years, I became friends with another realtor, and if I decide I'm going to sell my house, I don't think I would use you. I would use her." I said, "Look, understandable, no hard feelings, but go ahead, keep the gift card." She goes, "Look, I won't feel right if I keep this $5 gift card." I said, "Okay, that's fine. If you want, you just leave it here and I'll give it to somebody else." So that's what she did. She left it there. And, you know, me just kind of as a joke, I said, "But hey, you know, what about the Christmas card?" And she goes, "Well, actually, I found the Christmas card to be very nice and I'd like to keep it." So that's, you know, I said, "No problem. You more than welcome to keep the card." And she did. And she walked out of the office that day. And that's one of those deals that for whatever reason, even 8 years later, it seemed like it never left me. But that was probably one of the easiest and hardest deals that I've ever done in real estate. It was my uncle's townhouse. I'll never forgive myself for making him pay way too much money for hardwood floors, because we would have sold this house anyway because this nice woman wanted to live next to her son and daughter-in-law. So sometimes you think you're great at this job and you might even be. But remember, not all the advice we give is always perfect. Sometimes things just work out just the way they're going to work out. That's all for today. Can't wait for our next episode. We'll talk again soon. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.